USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With a hurricane on the way and COVID-19 on the rise, President Donald Trump took a Friday swing through Florida, a state critical to his re-election prospects and bracketed by two storms. Trump delivered a campaign speech with Florida sheriffs that continued his effort to pin a surge in crime on some of the nation's largest cities and on their Democratic mayors.
Joe Biden and the radical left's outrageous campaign against law enforcement is the major reason violent crime is surging in Democrat-run cities. If Joe Biden is elected president, the chaos and bloodshed will spread to every community in our land. You'll have a Portland everywhere. In Joe Biden's America, you and your family will never be safe. Rioters and criminals will be totally protected. Law-abiding citizens will be totally disarmed. And American families will be at the mercy of the violent left wing.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A Michigan teenager detained for skipping online school is now free, and USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The 15-year-old girl from suburban Detroit was sent to juvie for not completing her online schoolwork after an Oakland County judge found the girl violated the terms of her probation. The girl, only identified as Grace, was freed after her lawyer appealed the decision. Grace, who was released to her mother, will be freed pending the appeal of the judge's guilty verdict for failure to submit any schoolwork and getting up for school. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Tsarnaev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There was a heated exchange between Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, when Fauci testified about the impact of COVID-19, and John Clements reports.
Dr. Fauci was testifying before the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus when Congressman Jim Jordan made a request for clarification on the dangers of the nationwide protests as compared to attending church.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, five liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A Portland, Oregon man has been charged in a criminal complaint with allegedly throwing an explosive device at the Mark O. Hatfield U.S. courthouse. Authorities say cameras caught the 18-year-old Gabriel Agard Berryhill throwing an incendiary object into the entrance of the building near midnight, July 28th, causing a major explosion inside the downtown courthouse. U.S. Attorney Billy J. Williams said, "I applaud the ATF agents and U.S. Marshals Service deputies who worked quickly to identify the man before he had an opportunity to hurt others." The explosion started a major fire inside the courthouse. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.